So now it's Nevin time. That's a jingle we could make. Nevin time. You know, kind of the sound of cooking and crackling and stuff in the
You're
background.
You're very creative.
I am very creative.
Could you be slurping in the background a glass of wine?
Have you noticed? It's done me no good being creative.
No, you have. You're just yourself. You're a beautiful, kind, warm-hearted self.
Look at you. Give me back that script. Anyway, listen, you're very welcome, my friend. Well, here we are.
Oh, jeez. Back to school. Where did that summer go, Marty? Oh. Where's this year gone?
Well, it wasn't much of a summer. No, in all fairness, it was not much of a summer.
Well, I suppose we set the bar last year when we had an amazing summer, so we were expecting great things.
But it wasn't great this year.
Can I tell you, it was very warm in the kitchen.
Was it?
It was.
So how are you ending the summer, if you will?
So I'm ending the summer on two lovely recipes. So the one is a fragrant pork, and they're koftas, so you can do it into a burger with spiced yogurt, or the other one is a barbecue lamb burger. So these can be made ahead, they can be frozen. We're using some pork mince, and we're also using some lamb mince, which is great value, full of flavour, and I'd love your listeners to try them.
So
when we talk about the koftas, it's Middle Eastern. It's kind of like, is it new? Yes, in a way, because what I've done with this recipe, bulgur wheat. Bulgur wheat is a wheat that is absolutely delicious on its own. For your listeners, you boil it up with a little bit of stock or water, touch of salt, strain it. And not only because you need to cook it now, you need to boil it.
Right.
And then what you can do, Marty, you can add in lots of things. Like we add in some lovely dried cranberries or toasted pine nuts. You can put in some feta cheese. So on its own, the bulgur wheat is delicious. But what we're going to do, we're going to mix this in with a little bit of pork mince. Oh. And we're going to jazz it up. You love the word jazz.
Yes, I'm jazzing it away.
So with a little bit of olive oil in the pan, we're going to put in a chili for a little bit of heat. So chop it nice and finely. Or you can use chili seeds. One onion finely chopped. Or you can grate it. Some people like to grate chilies. I chop them. That's what I do. Or you can slice them. Probably chopping them is better. Some lovely spices. You're a man of spices.
Yes.
Some ground cumin and ground coriander works really well with this.
Lovely.
So you cook that off. Your bulgur wheat, what you've done is you've cooked that out. So that takes about maybe 8 to 10 minutes in a little bit of boiling water. Put a touch of salt in that. You strain the bulgur wheat. And then what you do is you place all this, the bulgur wheat, the pork mince. So it's about 1 pound and 2 ounces, roughly thereabouts, of pork mince. This all goes into the food processor with the spices, the softened onion. Doesn't have to be caramelized. You cook it for 5 minutes. Put one egg in. So one full egg,
That'll do it, 5 minutes.
That's it. Oh, very good. Yeah, okay. There's only one onion and you dice it really. I know your knife skills. I've seen you chopping some knife.
Tell nobody nothing.
So, Marty, that all goes into your food processor, and then you're going to put in some pine nuts. Now, pine nuts, the secret into this is to toast them in a dry pan or under the grill. They're an expensive nut. They're a kernel, so they are delicious in salad. There's a few of them around
there
here.
There is, yeah.
And you toast them off, and then what you do is you put them into the food processor, or you can keep them back and you can sprinkle them over as you wish. They'll give a little bit of texture here.
Right, so.
Mint works really well with this, and flatly parsley. Listen, I've two herbs in that. One herb is perfect. I would go for the mint, or maybe the parsley.
Oh, mint,
the mint is quite strong. So you put this all into the food processor. This is going to serve 6 people, by the way. And then what you do, Marty, it's a bit fiddly, this one, because you blend it, and then you shape it into tiny little, kind of like small, kind of like potato croquettes. That's for the want of a better word. Put them on a skewer, like a bamboo skewer. If you soak it in some cold water, stops it from burning. And also, the bamboo is great because it absorbs water and keeps it really moist. You can use a metal skewer, or you can just make this into a burger. You can make a pork burger. So if I was doing that, I'd get a large potato scoop, so every one of them is the same size, and then you scoop it out, you flatten it out, and then you can put them into the freezer or into the fridge overnight. These will keep raw in your fridge, no problem at all, for about 3 days. I wouldn't keep them any longer, but they'll freeze perfectly. And remember to
Don't scratch your eye after playing with the chili.
Playing with the chili.
Don't scratch
Marty's
your eye.
Top tip.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in good form this morning.
Yeah, don't touch your eye.
Have you had an experience
or touch
with
your
chili?
Gums? Or touch your mouth. Yeah.
Or touch anywhere in your bunkie.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Isn't it? You can't. But the chilies
are deadly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story off air.
Can you not tell it on air now?
Definitely.
Well, this could be dodgy.
No.
But can you explain to me, is there anything you do? Is there a handy home hint for what you do?
Wear gloves.
All right.
Wear gloves, wash your hands, and unclean your board. Wipe the board. Honestly, all joking apart. Yeah, they're deadly.
They're desperate.
So, Marty, you have your koftas done. Okay,
yes, sir,
you put them on your bamboo. You shape them nice and small.
Put your koftas on your bamboo.
Probably put maybe I'd say about 4 koftas, 5 koftas, depending on the size. Don't be too particular. If you can get them the same size, because that means they're going to cook evenly.
That's a good idea, but how?
Yeah, they're going to cook evenly. Then put them into the fridge to chill for about maybe 30 minutes. So that can be done even the night before, or a couple of hours ahead. Under the grill, on the barbecue, cook them, pan fry them, as you wish. They won't take long. They'll take about maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Well, that's all.
Because
okay.
They're small. They're small.
Well, that's true.
So if you're making a big burger, then you do, obviously, it'll take longer. To serve it, this a little bit of spice yogurt. So we're using some nice Greek yogurt. More chilies, finely
more
chopped.
More chilies.
But listen, yeah. Mm. Okay, so you could do half the chili in the koftas and half your spice yogurt. I like spices, but not everyone does. Like my wife and twins, they're not big, huge chili fans.
No, but you've, as a fellow said, you've adjusted your taste buds to it.
You're right.
And for many, it's a scary one.
It is. You're like right.
Perspiring for Ireland.
Jeez, I'll tell you what. You know what? Chilies are kind of addictive. When you get used to eating them, they're kind of like you really enjoy them.
And you really miss them.
And you really miss them, exactly.
The other thing.
So, Marty, into that one clove of garlic, a little bit of chili, some chopped herbs. So, again, we're going to use some mint because that works well, flatly, parsley. I have coriander, chives, so that means someone buying four different herbs. One or two is perfect. Mix that all together and then just serve that in a wee dish. So your koftas are grilled or pan-fried or barbecued. And then what I would do is just serve with the yogurt on the side, a little bit of salad, potato wedges, that kind of thing.
Lovely.
It works really well with that.
Yeah,
it's lovely. It's kind of aromatic. It's delicious. But think of the pork mince. It's great value. We have the best. And make sure it's quality assured Irish pork you're using.
Okay.
For sure. It's really, really good.
Okay.
So we're doing lamb burgers this time. So the bulgur wheat was kind of the binding agent for the koftas. This one is just some white breadcrumbs. And what we're going to do is about two... Now, this is a little bit different. So 2 tablespoons of buttermilk. You soak the breadcrumbs and that gets them really, really moist. Buttermilk, you're thinking, not sure. It works really well. Keeps it really moist, to be honest with you.
And why buttermilk?
Lamb mince. Buttermilk because there's lovely acidity, lovely tartness so there is. Good question.
It's a good question, isn't it? I get a star on a Friday for that
you
one.
You would get an A+.
Good, an A+.
You always do.
An A+.
Marty, so there's no need to blend this. So we're mixing this into a bowl, 500 grams of lamb mince, 1 tablespoon, you'll be glad to hear, of sweet chilli sauce. No chopping the chillies for this.
No.
He's happy. He's nodding his head.
That's all right.
Rosemary works exceptionally well.
She really does.
She's a lovely woman.
I'm mad about her.
One of my best customers.
Mm.
And one of your best listeners,
isn't
that right?
She's always in your kitchen.
So, Marty, you mix that all together, get your hands into the bowl, mix it all together and shape them into a burger. And again, the tip I said for the last one, if you're using a potato scoop and a large potato scoop, you get everyone the same size because they're going to cook evenly.
Mm-hmm.
This will serve 4, by the way, okay? 4 large and lovely little burgers. Or could be meatballs. Actually, you could do a lamb meatball, which would be lovely.
You could,
with a tomato
because
sauce,
the listener was on during this.
Go on.
And was wondering about it being a bit squishy. with the buttermilk. Now, I don't know what the listener means.
Well,
How do they hold their shape?
Well, you must remember, in this, there's no egg. So the buttermilk will first of all,
we'll do the job.
The white bread crumb will soak up the buttermilk.
Yes.
And then with the lamb mince, and you're going to get lean lamb mince.
Right.
So your listener's very good because there is no egg in this. So it's the buttermilk and the breadcrumbs. Listen, if it's a bit squashy and you think it's too soft, throw in more breadcrumbs. Don't panic.
Throw in more breadcrumbs. Don't be mean with the breadcrumbs.
We don't want a squishy. Is that what you said? Or he said? Lamb burger. We don't want that.
No. There's nothing worse than squishy ones.
So, Marty, you just simply grill that or pan fry that roughly about 4 to 5 minutes either side, dependent on the thickness. They're golden brown, a little bit of oil, rapeseed oil, you know me, I love that. And a tiny little bit of butter will give gorgeous flavour into that. Ciabatta, we're going to serve them in, or you can use a brioche roll. Mix a little bit of mayonnaise, regular mayonnaise. Ballymaloe have a lovely, kind of like a country style mayonnaise, really lovely, really good product.
I was trying to figure out something recently. I saw mayonnaise in a shop, and the light mayonnaise is dearer than the regular one.
Isn't that funny?
Why would that be? Lighter, it has less.
First of all, I would never buy light mayonnaise, personal thing, because I like everything rich and delicious, and you know yourself.
Yeah.
Can't answer that, is the honest thing.
Yeah,
but
I just
next time I go shopping, I will think of you when I see light mayonnaise and walk right by.
I love it. No answer to that, Dionne Warwick. Damn boy. Go on.
So anyway, we're mixing the mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, a little bit of red onion relish, which is delicious, and then what works really well is wild rocket. So these are all the accompaniments for the burger. It's lovely, simple, plain.
Yeah.
You can mix up a little bit of mayonnaise, a Mary Rose sauce with tomato ketchup if you want. And I love cashel blue cheese. It'll work really good with this, blue cheese.
Yeah.
Cashel blue, Bellingham blue, Wicklow blue. There's one up the north called Young Buck. What a name. But
Young
fantastic.
Buck.
Young Buck. And Sheridan's Cheesemongers, they would sell all these fantastic cheeses.
Well,
word calling to them.
I hope they're able to keep selling them to you.
They're wonderful. Oh, they will for
sure.
Don't
you know what I mean?
I know that. That's That's true. Oh, don't even go there.
I'm not going there.
Jeez,
God. Anyway, so that's that. So just a reminder again.
Yes.
That's the barbecued lamb burger.
Yes.
I'm back eating lamb. I said it to you recently.
Hey.
You remember we talked about this before because I didn't eat it for
I'm
years.
I'm very happy here.
Because it reminded me of our little girl when she was born because she was tiny. I'm back eating it. I had it recently. Well, hunger's great sauce.
Yeah. You're right.
And I was at something. Yeah. At teeth, though. And anyway, the lamb was brought, which is lovely, and the mint sauce and the whole bit. And I was just sitting there going, this is actually gorgeous.
Isn't that nice?
I missed out on this for...
Isn't that nice, though?
28 and a half years.
You are joking me.
I wouldn't eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked, but very impressed. So I'm delighted to hear that.
Lambs beware.
So it's kind of two recipes with mints. Just for kids and families going back to school. You can make them hedge. You can freeze them. Please, for your listeners, freeze them. Then freeze, no problem.
Yourself, end of summer barbecue.
In the fridge. Absolutely.
So it's fragrant pork koftas.
I love the way you say that.
Spiced yogurt and the barbecued lamb burger. That's gorgeous, Nevin. That's
tasty.
Fantastic. Now, so you'll be walking on by, will you, when it comes to the old...
light mayonnaise.
Light mayonnaise. Q, walk on by.
I love
it. By the way, this is the recipes are available at Marty in the Morning on the webpage. It's all there. Nevin's smiley head in them and everything.
See you next week. I'm going to get some mayonnaise.
Dion, off you go.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.